This is my first questionnaire, and I picked the writer's questionnaire because I think I write, right? I write. So here we go. Number one, why do I write? So I initially picked up writing as a mental exercise. So I picked it up as a mental exercise to keep my brain going, and I was realizing that I was starting to use less and less vibrant words. Like my vocabulary was becoming more and more bland, and I was using the same words over and over, and I didn't have the concept of all these words in my peripheral. And I hate that. I like using words, more concise words. Number two, do you have any rituals that I perform? I need music when I'm writing. I need it to help me focus. I have ADHD, and so I have trouble sitting down and focus, but I've decided to take my Ritalin. Then I am focused enough that I'm not creative anymore. Yeah, so I need music, which helps stimulate me just enough for me to pay attention, but still keep my ideas and the ideas going, because that's what it is. Like, it's about not being able to prioritize any ideas, so having enough stimulation helps me keep it at a certain level. Yeah. Number three, would I prefer to write scripts or stories? I would say I like both. I feel like I prefer to write stories a little bit more, narrative scripts a little bit more, because I feel like I'm crafting something when I'm writing a narrative. And when I'm writing a script, I feel like I'm building something. It's a little different, like crafting, using certain words. I mean, when I use a script, there's a plot build I have to continue a plot a certain way. So I'm building something, I'm building the plot. Yeah. Solo or collaborations? I think solos are actually easier for me. I mean, I feel like collabs are easier in a way because you could just write both. But I would rather write solos because it's easier for people to record if they feel like it. I mean, I don't write just so that hoping people will record it. But I want to make it friendly for people. Number four, how does inspiration strike you? I don't know. I have like a crap load of ideas at all times. Comes from that gift and curse that is ADHD. So, like my newest scripts, I got it listening to Beyonce. Because Jay-Z says "Eat the Cake" anime, and it's about like Tina Turner being forced to eat a cake, and that's how it came about. They just float up to my head. Like there might be trigger words, or someday I'd be like, "Hey, I want to write this," and a couple of days later, the idea just and pops. Yeah, do you make a plan before writing or develop the story as you go? Usually I have the idea and then I have like a frame. I don't have all the words in it, but I have the frame. I know where I want to go in a general direction, and I know on how I want to start, and I want to know what kind of know what activities I would like to include in it, and that's how I start. Sometimes I have phrases I want to put into a certain story. So I have an idea and I have a phrase, a snippets of phrases or whatnot that I would like to include into a script. And yeah, that's also. And then I just develop the story around the phrase, which is another type of inspiration I have. Like I can see a quote and I want to put it into writing form. What is your favorite piece of writing I have done? Let's see. Oh, I think it's a script I wrote for someone. It's a huh. No. Let me think. Okay, just a second. Let me collect my thoughts. Favorite piece of writing I have done? I think is my indie realm of the census script. Yeah, because it's one of my first scripts, and it was the first one that I expressed snuff. Like, it's one of the first ones that made me dig deeper. Also, because I did a shitload of research, I spent a day looking up on like sociopath forums to really nail the boredom and the attitude down. Yeah. What would I like to improve? What piece would I improve? Probably the DDLG script I did, my first one about the thing. I wrote it as sort of a fantasy thing, and I think that made it not as good as it could be. Yeah. Like, it was something out of pure smutty fantasy. What are your favorite and least favorite challenges of writing for GWA? My most favorite challenge is pushing the plot forward via just dialogue. I love that. Like, little bits of sound effect and dialogue, and you have to push an entire fantasy around. That is very mentally challenging and interesting for me. And you have to think about how someone would say a certain thing and what words you would use and all these things that comes with writing. And it's ex that is extremely important, especially in script writing for GWA. And my least favorite would be being very careful about repeating certain phrases and certain words. That's a really big challenge. Because you can easily fall into that trap. I think that's one of my least favorites. Oh, no, my least favorite challenge is getting it's the sex parts. The dirty parking-ish but still continuously plot. Like, when do I How do I lean? How do I build it to the orgasm? And what do I do after the orgasm? How long should I wait until I start going for it? All these things. I hate writing that one to set the sex acts. Like, I hate it. But of course, I still like it in some way. It's still a challenge. That's my least favorite challenge. Are there any writers I try to emulate? I won't say emulate. No, not emulate. I have reread like other people's scripts and see their style and see if there's anything I would like to take from it. Maybe how the cadence or whatever, or how they form their words and how they put them together. But I don't think I want to emulate someone. Yeah. Which piece of my own writing challenged me the most? I think it would be the rape victim script I did. Because it's from a female victim's point of view, and it's hard not to make a rape script just be full of screaming initially. Like, I feel like it's one of those scripts that once you've done it once, it gets a lot easier for me. So it's hard to have it to move the plot as a victim who is usually the bottom, who is usually just screaming and crying and such not. So she has to move the plot to a protagonist. In this case, it's a silent protagonist, which makes it worse because there's no one to bounce off of, you know. There's nothing to bounce off of someone. So she has to beg and scream and say certain things to continue the horrible plot all around without abusing sound effects. Do you find it easy or difficult to get into a mindset of a character different from yourself? Actually, I was talking about that the other day, and I have absolutely no trouble with it, I can say. But this is also why I don't get turned on, like 80% of the time I write something. Because I'm I sounds so pretentious, but I am the character. Like, meth, quote-unquote, method writing. Where I am Nina Brand, the character, and if you're a rape victim, you shouldn't be turned on if you're a rape victim. Or if you're the doctor and you're not necessarily turned on, like you want to do a certain thing, but you're not necessarily turned on by the act. And such not, like, yeah. Yeah. Or you're having a revenge fantasy or whatnot. You know, you come, but most of it is an arousal until it is. And so I don't get turned on easily when I'm writing. Let's see. Do you have a friend who proofread or beta your writing before I record a post? Yeah, my boyfriend helps out a lot. Occasionally I'll ask a few people, other people, if I feel like they would know more. But yeah, my boyfriend. Do you tend to favor writing for one gender or one genre? No. I want to keep writing for different things. I don't have trouble. I've written F for M, M for F, F for F. I haven't written any collab scripts, so that's probably my weak point so far. I've written half of an M for M script that I abandoned and posted on Playful Ideas Box. Because I waited too long and I lost interest. Let's see next. Oh, would you branch out or are you really comfortable where I am? Yeah. Wait, no, the genre. I have a tendency to write really dark, fucked up shit. Like stuff or blood or knives and rape and degradation, such and such. I mean, I would love to branch out. I did write something that is vanilla. I can write some vanilla, but I can't write loving things so far with sex in it. I can't have many L-bombs in it without it being fucked up in some way. So far, I might probably change my mind later. I am comfortable, but I never like being complacent. Number 13. Have you tried writing a kink that was not your own? How did I think it turned out? Let me think. Well, I have a lot of kinks, but I don't quite think I've written things that are not my own kinks in any way at all. Like, they're all somehow part of a kink. I've tried writing something that was an idea, but I lose interest much more quickly. So, sorry, I don't have one. Do you write for anything other than GWA or anything like it? I used to write on DPP, Dirty Pen Pals, but when I switched over to GWA, I kind of stopped. It got harder for me to roleplay. I feel like I have modes. At first, I had a lot of challenge writing for GWA. Now that I'm regularly writing for GWA, I have trouble writing on DPP. I've done one pillow talk, yeah, and I like it. I think I'm actually gonna try and do more and somehow avoid as many L-bombs as possible as I do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it. It's gonna be my challenge, and I would like to write for pillow talk, probably. Next, number 15, do you prefer to record or have someone else? It depends what I'm writing, you know. Well, obviously, if I'm writing an M for F, it's not going to happen. But if I'm writing an F for M, it depends. Certain things I feel like I can do or it's in my range. And certain things I'm like, oh, I think that a certain, all of the ladies out there would love to do this. Script, obviously, I always post my scripts if I have something that's not improv and actually written a full script that I can offer, which is usually how I think, then I'll do it. For those who've offered scripts, how did you feel the first time your writing was recorded by someone? I don't care whoever filled it. I don't care whether or not I liked it, whatever. I really appreciate it. I am giddy every time. So you like now, whatever. Every time I get my script recorded, it's like, it's like, yes! Oh my God, I'm so honored! And oh my God, I'm so thankful! And oh, it's just such an honor, because I know it can be such a pain to record a script. You have to practice and record it. And you have to sit your ass down and record it. Sometimes you probably have to take multiple takes, or maybe you're you're one take wonder, whatever. And then you have to go and edit it, and then you have to sit and think about the name and you want to make it into, well, okay, fine. If you have a script offer, you can usually my name, but you have to sit down and think about how you would post. And what things would you say in the post? Well, and then before that, you have to wait and upload it to Soundgasm or whatever else you use. That is a long process. So I know, and that's why I'm always ridiculously happy. Like, it makes my day a lot. Number 17, would you say that you're proud of my writing? I have certain things that I'm quote unquote proud of because I worked really hard on it and I liked how it turned out, regardless of the reception or whether or not people liked it. Like, I spent a lot of effort on this script, I did a lot of research. And I made this, and it took me hours to think and edit. I'm really proud of that, or it's something new then that I am proud of. But I'm not necessarily proud of my writing as a whole. It depends. Do I feel like I have talent? I don't know. Like, what is talent? You know? I mean, I don't know. I don't like saying that I have talent. I feel like that I know sort of what I'm doing, but I wouldn't necessarily say I'm talented. My writing could be so much better. Yeah, I don't feel comfortable praising myself, even if you said I should. Number 18, anything I like to share? Well, I'm pretty new. So I don't know if this advice is sound, but holy, please read over your scripts, say it out loud, edit it, well, and grammar, spelling, and I am a whore for cadence. Like, I like how words sound, how there's a flow to the script and it should flow nicely, and words make a lot of things to that. Like, all words have connotations. Like, when you say cunt versus pussy, they sound different. Cunt is usually more forceful than pussy, and cock and dick, it's like different. Like, cock sounds just like they have this word, and that makes a whole lot of difference in how a writing would go, in my opinion. Also, picking words would help. The characterization from picking words is good. Like, if you use certain types of words, it'll make it better. And certain types, and also back to the sound thing, like certain types of words, when you say them, they promote a certain kind of pace. And it helps the person, it helps you characterize this person and push the plot along in your head. How would you imagine it? Or else I think that it would be flat if you know. Oh, whatever, blank, blank, and then blank, 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 and it's still flat. It's the same words over and over again. It's not good. Try to switch it up, and that helps. There's lists out there to help you remember the words. I have one bookmarked at all times. So use the fucking thesaurus. Yeah, it really helps to not repeat the same words over and over again, unless it's like it's on purpose. Yeah, or else it wouldn't be so great. So, yeah. I hope that wasn't too awful or whatever. And thank you f for listening to me ramble for like 20 minutes on writing. There are plenty of amazing writers here on GWA that I would love to have just a slice of that talent. And yeah, thank you for listening. Just, yeah.